The list of possibilities that can potentially provide significant relief to your symptoms is quite long indeed. What choices in this long list can be of benefit to you? I have a huge secret to divulge to you today, a secret that is not so secret these days, and it's the following. If you do a systematic search for yourself of possibilities and decide on one possibility to pursue, there is a factor that will make the difference in whether or not that therapy will succeed for you or not. And that factor, very simply, is whether or not you believe that therapy or approach will help you or not. When you select a therapy to pursue, whether it costs anything or not, the key, you see, is to know in your heart that that therapy will help. The research evidence I can tell you about is that no matter what alternative therapy we look at, we see encouraging evidence that it can help people get relief from symptoms. Some therapies appear to be more successful than others, but the variation in terms of the success of any single therapy is significant. It's extreme. The reality is that the therapies that will help you as an individual are unique to you. And what will determine what makes the biggest difference to you will be whether or not you really know in your heart that therapy or approach will help. So if you are a person that consistently says, "Oh, that can't help me," don't bother, because it won't. And if you are a person that always says that, challenge that belief with an alternative belief. That therapy will help me. And with that belief, you'll be surprised at the result if you decide to pursue whatever that therapy or approach might be. Good luck. You'll be pleasantly surprised.